Springfield produced and transcribed in San Francisco with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jud Collins of the Bears and Bing Guest, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Miss Teresa Brewer. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce that this is National Pickle Week.
Well, isn't every week?
No comments, please.
Well, I just wanted
folks,
to...
Folks, to commemorate National Pickle Week, and to honor this momentous occasion, we now bring you our crooning cucumber, Brian Crosby.
Brian, what the... You must be fresh from Fisherman's Wharf with that type of introduction. Very salty. Brian Crosby, huh?
I guess I was reaching a little.
Well, you reached, but you didn't grab much, almost.
Say, you know, there's sure a lot of different varieties of pickles, aren't there?
Oh, there certainly are. The dill pickles, sour pickles, sweet pickles, bread and butter pickles, and then there's the state of the nation, of course.
Oh, I tell you, Bing, people really go for pickles. Well, I know folks who even eat pickles for breakfast.
Well, that's nothing, Ken. See, there were times around our house, well, this is years ago, I had to run downstairs and get them in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bing, true.
Say, they're aware out there, don't they? Well, listen, Ken, I've prepared a great old tune here. It's about Louis Armstrong's hometown. It's a song called Way Down Yonder in New Orleans.
Oh, that's me. That's for me.
Mr. John Scott Trotter conducts this number with a pickle in one hand and a crab leg in the other. So, John, just so it won't be a total loss, give us a downbeat with the pickle, not with the crab leg. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy things, there's the Garden of Eden, what I mean. Three old babies with flashing eyes, softly whisper with tender surprise. Stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop, bet your life you linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens down yonder in New Orleans. Orange blossoms, sweet aroma, and the strains of La Paloma seems to put you into a coma while the dancers sway. Again I'll see you, eat Torino, maybe you know what I mean, oh. Shakes a mean tambourino while the Dixieland plays. Hey now, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Look out. Bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in old New Orleans.
Senorita says no, and I believe her, but oh, why do her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás? The Spanish moon is brighter tonight, it must know something all right. That's why her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás. We should go back and dance with the rest of the dancers. And yet I have the feeling that her heart is not in her eyes. The lovely señorita says no, but I'm not willing to go. Not while her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás.
Can't break it, take three, go, go. Take one, don't go, make, don't make. Your chance, remember, Sunday. Keep touch, keep touch, keep touch. The lovely senorita said no, said no, said no. But why do her eyes say maybe, maybe so?
We should go back and dance with the rest of the dance. And yet I have the feeling that her heart is not in her eyes. The lovely señorita says no, but I'm not willing to go, not while her eyes say,
kiss us, kiss us.
Could be. Thank you. Gracias, gracias. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of weeks ago, we had a young singer on the show, a gal whose piquant personality and lively style just captivated all hands. We were so confident that you'd like her, too, that we asked her back. I refer to Miss Teresa Brewer. Well, Teresa, I want to greet you and ask you... How you're enjoying your stay in San Francisco?
Oh,
happy here?
Yes.
Having a good time?
Oh, definitely.
What about your songs? You plan something for tonight? You got a little thing for us?
Oh, sure. Do you know Oceana Roll?
Why, no, Oceana Roll? Why, so, oh, I know it well. Oceana Roll, that used to be one of my very big numbers. I was a smash with that up in Spokane. I was a featured singer with Dutch Grashoff's orchestra. Derisive laughter in the orchestra, isn't it? Well, where could a kid like you find an old-time song like Oceana Roll, huh?
I guess I just dug it up.
Dug it up?
Yeah.
Huh? Darn clever digging. Let's have it. I'd like to hear this, Teresa.
The musical boy on the cruise of Alabama. He was there at that piano like a fish down in the sea. When he rattled up the harmony, every night out on the ocean, he would get that ragged notion, got the sink of it in motion long and lean. And the one could sleep way out there on the deep when Billy cut loose out at sea. Each fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. The ship steps into this and does the corkscrew pan. The sea the smoke so black, sleep from the old smoke stack. It's floating right to heaven and it won't come back. Now, here and there you see a stool and a chair. They're lipping down the cabin shouting, I don't care. And when the hammer stops swinging and the bell begins to ring, and while he's sitting at that piano, they're on the Alabama playing the Oceana Roll. Playing the Oceana Roll.
Teresa says she's kind of the Sophie Tucker of the Girl Scouts, isn't she? Teenage merman we got here. Big voice for such a... You're a smash, Teresa. Really fine. Say, you know, I got a phonograph record out now called When You and I Were Young, Maggie Blues. I do it as a duet with my brother Gary.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought Gary was your son.
Now, there you go. You tipped my mitt. Everybody knows. Would you like to sing a duet on that little thing?
Oh, wonderful. Is Gary here?
Nope, just me. This looks like Brushville, Indiana. I'm getting here. Well, let's try it anyway, shall we, Teresa?
Okay.
You take Gary's part, and I'll take mine. Nobody else ever does.
I've been requested to sing an old-time song.
If I can sing one, you can.
Yes, but I speak from experience. Something your granddaddy used to sing.
I may join you.
You going to join me?
Yes.
You'd be the most charming companion I've had since I sang with Madame Melba years ago. But I've a little plan, and I'll do the best I can to sing an old song so we all can understand.
You sent me a cake of favorite, then you flavor it with just a note or two of blue harmony. Tell the orchestra to play staccato, and then you jazz a little obligato. Another magazine is a ragging. Pay no attention to the music they play, but just try.
Too long, long ago.
On the spot. Stop this way, getting hot.
The green will
be
from the hill, Maggie, where was
every loving
the
note,
day
loving from? Just full of music that you can't refuse.
But I love
and you know the way
to
tell the band
as
to play. And when you listen just correctly, say you've got those when you and I were young, Maggie Blue.
Just an order to a blue harmony.
Tell the orchestra to play staccato, and then you jazz a little obligato. Another Maggie tune is a raggy tune. Pay no attention to the music they play, but just rock your blues away on the spot.
Hey.
Play gas.
As a whole.
And when you listen, say,
Maggie,
I got the Zach Rosen. And the beating, the news I'm
hitting. So I'm beating, I'm only waiting, I'm waiting till you
know.
There's ever loving Maggie Blue.
Thank you, Teresa. Gary will be livid when he hears this. Now, if I may be excused, me, I'd like to welcome back two old pals of mine, Marty Satchmo and the Big T from Texas, two of the world's top musical men, Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden.
Thank you, Papa Bill. You're a good old good one there.
Yes, wasn't it?
Nice to see you, Greg.
Well, it's good to see you, too, Jack. You lads ready with your number?
Huh? Well, you don't expect us to sing before we have a cup of coffee, do you, Daddy?
You mean to say you fellas just got up?
Yeah.
Hey, now, you two, come here. I don't want to lecture or anything, but radio is a precise, punctual business. You must be prepared. You must be on your toes. You got to be up and at them on the qui vive, alert, ready.
Now, can this be the same thing Crosby I worked with the Paul Whiting band?
Square now, Jack. Turn. Gone. Lost me.
Don't worry about the bang. Jackson and I will dig up something there.
Well, you two must know some song. You ought to know some tune you can do in your sleep, even.
Well, how about us doing A Song Is Born? Huh? That ought to get it. That ain't late on it.
Mm-hmm. river that our song was born. And in the salt evening breeze, where the good Lord is, that our song was born. And in the rain when we die, then the lullaby, and the building from the side, from a Zion when two hearts beat in time, to the rhythm of the chime, that our song was born. Hey, Louie.
Hey, Louie.
Tell the ladies and gentlemen now how Jazz was born down home.
Okay, Daddy. Now take your meat the jungle beating, the body, the basement dream. That's how Jazz was born. Someone played away all up and down the street. That's how Jazz was born. They simply played what they liked, as long as it would fit. If it just had a beat, that was it. And when the horn made a scream, they took it as a theme.
Fine. It was great.
Oh, you ought to hear us do that number about midnight.
Midnight? I can't stay up that long. You kidding? I think your early bird version woke the folks up here, Jack.
Yeah, it nearly woke me up too, probably.
You really sure?
Say, Ben, I just got a kick of the way you and Louie sang Going Fishing a couple of weeks ago on the show.
Oh, you mean Nick and Charlie Kenny's tune, huh?
Why don't you and Sat sing this now?
Oh, no, Jack. I think if Louie and I do a song, we ought to do something with some real drive to it. I think we should do Road to Mandalay, or Do You Ken John Peel, or I Love Life, or Stout-Hearted Men. Or, huh?
Yeah, but I think we better just go fishing, Daddy. I think we make that.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Jack. You give us a nice trombone into Gone Fishing, then you can settle down to a nice little nap, huh?
Okay. If I'm asleep when you finish, just put my check in my horn.
Yeah. I'll drop it right in the bell. Right in the bell. You've gone fishing.
Now, how do you know?
How do I know? There's a sign upon your door.
Mm-hmm.
You've gone fishing.
I'm real gone, dude, that is.
You ain't working anymore.
It could be.
There's your hole out in the sun, where you left the row half done. You told me hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. You've gone fishing.
Lay it on.
By a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La?
Yes, sir.
Really lie.
I'm wishing, I just could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm, Papa?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign. Gone fishing. Oh, instead of just a wishing.
You know, Papa Bing, I've stopped by your place. Time too lately, and you want home.
Well, I'm busy, Louie. I got a lot of big deals cooking. I was probably tied up at the studio when you
were. Well, you weren't tired up, you dog. You was just plain old gone fishing.
Well, now don't blab it around. Keep it shady, will you?
That's the time of fun to go.
Put that up there again, man.
Gone fishing. Ain't working anymore.
Don't have to work. I got a piece of Gary.
Cows need milk and in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. They
but you just
time.
Don't give a darn.
Eat 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
See, your phone is gone, Daddy.
Wonder where it went.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone vision. Got your mouth by your side. Gone vision. Bring it, Daddy. He's a biting at his high.
Now folks won't find us. Because Mr. Satch and Mr. Brown. We gone fishing, and then up there, wishing.
But this, but this, but this, but this, but this, but this, but this,
guy Zazu Zazu as good as Tony Pastor?
As good as Zazu Pitch, yes.
John? Here's a song, I think I recorded this about 20 years ago. They revived it recently. This is a great break for me. There's one song I don't have to learn. I'm having a little trouble learning them lately.
Said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. If I called you pain, I know I'm to blame. I must have been insane, believe me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize.
Thank you very much. And that represents our closer for this evening. We've all had a very nice time on this little visit to San Francisco. We carry away fond memories of Zeltry's down on California Street. Yum. The show club and other gastronomical and cultural points of interest. And I want to tender my thanks now to Teresa Brewer, Jack Teagarden and Louis Armstrong for assembling here with us this evening.
I enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, you were real fine, Teresa.
Thanks.
Really, you were. You coming in, Louis? I'm just going to hang around out there. You're just going to loiter out
there. Well, I didn't want to trample over the lady there.
That's right, you're thinking. You're on your job.
Well, what I want to know, who's with you next week?
Oh, next week, Louis, our guest will be Miss Helen O'Connell. Remember Helen O'Connell? She used to do those wonderful vocals with Jimmy Dorsey and Bob Eberle. She's going to do some new ones with us, I think. Maybe an old one or two. And also with us will be Charles Duran and Guy Brion. These are two lads from Hawaii who really stood them on their heads down at the Motambo in Hollywood with their vocal display.
That sounds like quite a show, Jane.
Thanks. Say, you wake, Jack?
Yeah, I just woke up to say goodnight.
Sounds like Tony Wong's, don't it? Well, good night, Jack. Good night, folks. See you next week.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Helen O'Connell and Charles Durand and Guy Brion.